a mutiny had taken place on the Nautilus. A rogue named Jesper had seized the ship to deliver it to a mysterious client. Our heroes were able to quell the uprising, but they still decided to sail to the agreed meeting point to finally unmask the mysterious conspirators. On the coast of Gibraltar, the decisive confrontation took place with a man who called himself Dr. Jekyll, but in the thick of the battle, turned into the animalistic Mr. Hyde. Despite all their efforts, this Mr. Hyde managed to escape our protagonists, and yet they had at least learned who was pulling the strings in the background. Robur was the name that had not allowed Phileas Fogg to rest since that day. How big, how powerful might Robur's organization be? Where would it strike next? We now meet our hero at home in his London living room, a few weeks after the exciting events I have just described to you. Nemo and the Nautilus had dropped Fogg and Audre and Passepartout off on the British mainland to take up the search for Robur on the Seven Seas. Since then, time had passed uneventfully, even downright boringly for the Foggs. Until now.